I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. This day in labor history, the year was 1930. That was the day that Mahatma Gandhi began his famous Salt March. The march was to protest British colonial rule of India and the repressive salt tax waged on the Indian people. Under British rule, Indian people were prohibited from producing salt. They were required to purchase expensive British salt that was heavily taxed. Gandhi brought international attention to this injustice with a 240-mile march to the city of Dandi on the coast of the Arabian Sea. Dozens of supporters of the cause began the march with Gandhi. As the march passed through villages, and more joined the trek and gathered to hear Gandhi speak. They reached the sea by April 5th. The next day, the marchers scooped up salt deposits from the shore in defiance of the British salt regulations. For the next 2 months, Gandhi continued to organize salt protests. He planned a march on large salt works, but was arrested before it began. In his absence, some 2,500 protesters picked up and carried out the actions. The marchers were brutally beaten by police. In total, 60,000 people were arrested during the campaign. Gandhi was held for more than 6 months until his release was negotiated. The non-violent civil disobedience of Gandhi and his followers were key to dismantling the British colonial system in India. Their courage also served as an inspiration to the labor movement and civil rights movement in the United States. A. Philip Randolph, the president of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, was one such labor leader inspired by the action. He planned his march on Washington to protest discrimination in hiring during World War II, in part based on the Indian example. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.